Behold, the Big Easy in all its wicked splendor. Frank Guidry paused at the corner of Toulouse to bask in the neon furnace glow. He'd lived in New Orleans the better part of his 37 years on Earth, but the dirty glitter and sizzle of the French Quarter still hit his bloodstream like a drug. Yokels and locals, muggers and hustlers, fire-eaters and magicians. A go-go girl was draped over the wrought iron rail of a second-floor balcony, one boob sprung free from her sequin negligee and swaying like a metronome to the beat of the jazz trio inside. Bass, drums, piano, tearing through night and day. But that was New Orleans for you. Even the worst band in the crummiest clip joint in the city could swing, man, swing. A guy came whipping up the street, screaming bloody murder. Hot on his heels, a woman waving a butcher knife, screaming too. Guidry soft-chewed out of their way. The beat cop on the corner yawned. The juggler outside the 500 Club didn't drop a ball. Just another Wednesday night on Bourbon Street.
"Come on, fellas,"
the go-go girl on the balcony wagged her boob at a pair of drunken sailors. They stood swaying on the curb, watching their pal puke into the gutter.
"Be a gent and buy a lady a drink."
The sailors leered up at her.
"How much?"
"How much you got?"
Guidry smiled. And so the world spins round. The go-go girl had black velvet kitten ears pinned to her bouffant and false eyelashes so long that Guidry didn't know how she could see through them. Maybe that was the point. He turned onto Bienville, easing through the crowd. He wore a gray-on-gray nailhead suit the color of wet asphalt, cut from a lightweight wool-silk blend that his tailor ordered in special from Italy. White shirt, crimson tie. No hat. If the President of the United States didn't need a hat, then neither did Guidry. A ride-on royal. The bellhop at the Monteleone scrambled to open the door for him.
"How's tricks, Mr. Guidry?"
"Well, Tommy, I'll tell you," Guidry said. "I'm too old to learn any new ones, but the old ones still work just fine." The carousel bar was popping, as usual. Guidry said, "Hello, hello, hello. How are you? How are you?" as he worked his way across the room. He shook hands and slapped backs and asked Fat Phil Lorenzo if he'd eaten dinner or just the waiter who brought it. That got a laugh. One of the boys who worked for Sam Saya hooked an arm around Guidry's neck and whispered in his ear,
"I need to talk to you."
"Then talk we shall," Guidry said. The table in the back corner. Guidry liked the view. One of life's enduring truths. If something was after you, you wanted to see it coming first. A waitress brought him a double Macallan Rocks on the side. Sam Saya's boy started talking. Guidry sipped his drink and watched the action in the room. The men working the girls working the men. Smiles and lies and glances veiled by smoke. A hand sliding up under the hem of a dress, lips brushing against an ear. Guidry loved it. Everyone here looking for an angle to work, a tender spot.
"We already have the place, Frank. It's perfect. The guy owns the building, the bar downstairs. He'll front for peanuts. He might as well be giving it to us for free."
"Table games," Guidry said.
"High class all the way, a real carpet joint. But the cops won't talk to us. We need you to smooth the way with that asshole cop Dorsey. You know how he likes his coffee."